within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word. Bible call, tape number 711, The 12 Apostles, found in Matthew chapter 10.
From the disciples, Jesus picked 12 men to be apostles. These men had to have seen Jesus while He was on the earth. These 12 men were to have a special work to do. Jesus also gave them special power. They were able to heal all kinds of sickness, all manner of diseases, and to cast out evil spirits. Their main work was to preach the gospel. Jesus would send them out where He wanted them to preach. Let's talk about these 12 men one at a time. Simon was first. His other name was Peter, and his brother was Andrew. These men were fishermen. Mark 1:16. As Jesus was walking by the sea, He saw Simon Peter and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea. Jesus told them to follow Him, and He would make them fishers of men. They left everything and followed Jesus. Jesus went a little farther, and He saw James and his brother. Their father was Zebedee. They were called sons of thunder. James and John were also fishermen. At the time they were seen by Jesus, they were mending their nets. They were doing this in the ship. When called by Jesus, they left their father and servants to follow Jesus. Philip is next mentioned. He is the one who taught the eunuch on the way from Jerusalem to Gaza. After being taught, the eunuch asked to be baptized, and Philip baptized him. The eunuch went away rejoicing. Next is Bartholomew. We know very little about him, except that he was a good worker. Jesus only picked busy men for apostles. We will now talk about Thomas. He was called Thomas Didymus, John 20:24. We also know he was called Doubting Thomas because he doubted that Jesus had risen from the dead when he was told about it. Thomas said he would not believe it until he saw the nail prints in Jesus' hand and put his hand in his side that was pierced with the sword. Jesus knew this about Thomas. The next time Jesus saw Thomas, He showed him the nail prints and told him to put his hand into his side. Then Thomas believed. Matthew was a tax collector. He sat at the gate collecting taxes. Matthew was also called Levi. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew left all and followed Jesus. There were two apostles named James. This one is James, the son of Alphaeus. He was also a preacher and a good worker. Labius is mentioned next in order. He was called Thaddeus. Not too much is said about him. Next to last is Simon, the Canaanite. He isn't the same as Simon Peter. In Luke, he is called Simon the Zealot. Very little is said about him, but we know he worked. Judas is the last one, and he is called the traitor because he betrayed Jesus.
The most